With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Trump administration hoping this move will bring about an end to abuse of America's immigration system. State Department will suspend the processing of immigrant visas for citizens of some 75 nations where people are deemed likely to require public assistance if they live in America. United States withdrawing some Americans from the Middle East amid rising tensions there. An official says personnel at a key base in Qatar have been advised to evacuate. A fundamental disagreement over Greenland remains after U.S. and Danish authorities held talks in Washington. Greg Clugston reports.
After meeting with Vice President Vance and Secretary of State Rubio, Denmark's foreign minister said they remain at odds over who should control Greenland.
There's clearly a disagreement.
But the two sides did agree to create a working group to discuss ways to work through differences as President Trump threatens a U.S. takeover of the territory for national security reasons.
If we don't go in, Russia's going to go in and China's going to go in.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
Major reinstatement for hundreds of laid-off federal employees.
Last April, the Trump administration gutted the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health. Agency scientists and engineers conduct research and recommend ways to prevent work-related injury, illness, disability, and death. Government officials laid off close to 900 of the agency's 1,000 employees. Some employees were brought back last year after legal challenges and political pressure. Union officials say all of the terminations are now being rescinded. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Tesla and the EEOC have agreed to enter mediation talks over a 2023 lawsuit. This is SRN News. No question about it, the Bible is a bestseller on both sides of the Atlantic.
Publishers report that sales of Scripture hit an all-time high in 2025 in the United Kingdom and hit a 21-year high here in the United States. The numbers come from Circana BookScan, and spokesman Brianna Connor tells Publishers Weekly, quote, "The greater interest in religious content in the U.S. reflects a bigger search for hope and community. This suggests that consumers are increasingly turning to faith-based resources during uncertain times." Michael Harrington reporting.
China continues its crackdown on unregistered house churches. A report by China Aid said authorities in Chengdu have been arresting numerous members of the Early Rain Covenant Church. It's a large house congregation in the city. Report says the actions demonstrate China continues to go after Christians. This is SRN News. A late NASCAR driver's home burglarized.
Sheriff's deputies are investigating an alleged break-in at the North Carolina home of former NASCAR driver Greg Biffle, who died last month in a plane crash along with six others. The alleged theft was reported on January 8th. Investigators believe someone entered a safe in the Mooresville home. Sheriff Darren Campbell and his office said a backpack, $30,000 in cash, guns, and racing memorabilia are missing. A public memorial for Biffle and the others killed is scheduled for Friday in Charlotte. I'm Geffen Coolball.
Luxury retailer Saks Global filing for bankruptcy, preparing to reposition itself after obtaining $1.75 billion in financing commitments. Private company that owns retailers Saks Fifth Avenue and Neiman Marcus has filed for Chapter 11 in the state of Texas. More details, srnnews.com.